Good morning. Today's daf in the Dharam is Yud Gimel and Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are starting towards the bottom of the Amud at the, it's going to say two dots. It's only one dot, but limited tonight. It's 5 lines from the bottom. The Gemara would like to suggest that this is a Machlokas Tanaim. What is a Machlokas Tanaim? So we go back to yesterday's daf. So yesterday's daf really litigated one issue and one issue only. And that is that you did Hadfasa with something which currently is Mutter, but previously was Asr. And so when you're doing the Hadfasa, now again, let's remind each other, Hadfasa. So that means that I'm making an ed or using a comp. Making a comparison. So he can do that. In other words, it's another way to accomplish and make a neder. So over the course of this first parak of the Masechta, so we introduced ourselves to three different ways of making a neder. One's a yad, second's a kinui, and third is hadfasa. So a yad is an abbreviated sentence. Kinui means I'm using corrupted language, and hadfasa is I'm making a comp. I'm saying that this bread over here should be like a, and let's go with the classic example, this bread should be like a carbon. Okay, that's a perfect example, and that what I'm doing is now the carbon's also to me, and I'm making this bread like a carbon, so I'm making a comp that's called a hadfas, and that works. So, so good. So that's the third method of making a neder, as we learned over here in this first paragraph of the Masechta. Okay. Basically, the first paragraph is like an introduction. It's like a how to make a neder. So in the course of discussing hadfasa, so Rami Bar Chama had a question. Rami Bar Chama's question was presented yesterday's daf, and really, it was the entirety of yesterday's daf. Rami Bar Chama's question, you can see it on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. I'm just going to take us back for just a moment, just so we get to see the question, because this is really now, our Gemara's discussion now is just going to be basically taking us off from there. So if you take a look back, by Rami Bar Chama, Harei Alak, Ebasu Zivchei Shlamim Lachas, Rikas Damim Mahu. Okay, so, the Gemara fine-tunes the question just a little bit, but basically, it goes like this. So it was the meat of a carbon shlamim, but after zrikas hadam. So again, the basics, what we know regarding the carbon shlamim is that you offer carbon shlamim. So the kohen, they give the carbon to the kohen. The kohen's going to do the avoda. So and the avoda is that he's going to shecht, he's going to do kabbalah hadam. He'll do halacha, and then he'll do zrika. And with the zrikas hadam, now the meat of the baster shlamim now is mutter. Mutter with restrictions, obviously. In other words, it's shlamim. So, but nevertheless, it's going to be mutter. What can you do with it? So you can eat it anywhere within Yerushalayim, but in other words, it's mutter, it's heter gamur. Again, it's a carbon, so I say heter gamur. The restrictions are you have to be tar to eat it, and you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. Okay, fine. It's subject to all the psulim of the carbon, no stir and pickle, et cetera, et cetera. But nevertheless, it's mutter. Ah. So now I'm doing a hatfasa. This bread should be like the meat of the basar shlamim. So it could be interpreted of one of two ways. One way to interpret it is that I'd like it to be just like the meat of the basar shlamim in its current state. Its current state is mutter. The bread should be mutter. Okay. It really does beg the question. Yeah, thank you. So it really does beg the question. So what are you saying? Like, what are you trying to say now? I'd like this bread to be mutter. Okay, mazel tov. It's already mutter. Now you're making a declaration that's mutter. Okay. So it really does beg the question, and that does require better understanding, but that's one possibility. The other possibility is that no. In other words, even though the shlamim meat currently is mutter, but in other words, at its root, what is it? It's a carbon. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing a hatfasa with a carbon. And so therefore the bread's going to be usher. So that's the question on the table. The Gemara asked the question yesterday. The Gemara litigated yesterday, back and forth, and the Gemara did not resolve, and say which way is the correct way to look at it. And the Gemara continues, meaning now we go to today's daf, and we're going to continue the discussion Lemaka tonight. And what we're suggesting now is that this is really subject to a machlokis tanaim. Harei alai kebechor. So over here, what I'm doing is I'm doing a hatfasa, and I'm comparing bread to a carbon bechor. Okay, first animal that comes out of its mother, first baby that's born. So it has kedushas bechor. And so I'm doing the hatfasa as if it's a bechor. Now, Who's making the statement? Meaning, is it a kohen? Is it a non-kohen? So, it could be that it matters. We're going to right now discuss it as if it's not of consequence. But I'm saying that with reservation. It could be consequential. But anyway, so Rabbi Yaakov Oster and Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have a machlokes tanaim, whether or not this is a successful hatfasa or it's not a successful hatfasa echidami. So the Gemara says, now, again, let's think this through. Let's speak it out. So inam lefnei zrikas damim ma'itam daman d'sharei. So if we're talking about prior to zrikas damim, so in other words, what is the bechor prior to zrikas damim? It's a carbon. So being that it's a carbon, so you did a proper hatfasa. Who's going to argue? So, and there wouldn't be a reason why you would be matir. And if it's after zrikas damim, so why should it be aser? So elalav. So the gemara says so must be demachis baster bechor umachis baster dahech kabeh. So it must be that what you had over here is that you had the baster bechor after zrikas damim, and you had another piece of meat stam, another piece of meat right next to it. Va'amar zekaze v'tanaihi. And what did you do? You did a comp. You did a hot fasa, ze kaze. This meat should be like this meat. And what do we have in the brisa? Machlokas. So what the Gemara is now presenting, suggesting, is that the question that Rami Bar Chama presented yesterday is really machlokas tanaim. And so good. So does that help us? It doesn't help us. But in other words, but at least now, the question of Rami Bar Chama is such a good question. It's such a powerful question. It's been discussed generations earlier. Tanaim already discussed this issue. Okay. So, And maybe Klalei Apsak would help us tell us which way to Paskin, meaning in a machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we know through Klalei Apsak who to Paskin like happens to be. I don't know who we would normally Paskin like between these Tanayim. It's not even Rabbi, whatever. Okay, anyway, what is necessarily the gain by saying it's a machlokas Tanayim? All right, I'm struggling, as you could see. But anyway, there's some sort of gain. So the Gemara says, "Lo, no, not necessarily." Dekuli amal lifnei zrikas damim. So the could very well be that we're talking about the bechor before zrikas dam. So my time in the mandashari. So the Gemara says, and now if it's the bechor before zrikas dam, so let's wrap our heads around it. So why would anyone say that it's mutter? So amakra. So the pasuk says ki yidur. So ad shiyadur b'davar anadur lafuke bechor de davar asurhu. So the issue is as follows. Now, I said this already a couple days ago. Let's say it again. When I'm doing hatfasa, when we are now going to do a comp, so there's basically one fundamental rule when it comes to comp, the way I said it the other day. It's rules 1, 2, and 3, right? It's the most basic of the rules. It's really all you need to know about hatfasa. And that is that when you're matfis, the hatfasa is successful, the comp is successful, when I compare it to a davar hanadur, not a davar ha'asar. Davar hanadur means something which was mutter, but via a hekdesh now becomes usser. And now I'm comparing this bread to that. And only then, under those circumstances, is the hatfasa successful. If, on the other hand, let's say the hatfasa is comparing it to, let's say, pork. Okay? Pork is a davar usser. It never had a shas heter, and then becomes usser. In other words, it's usser from its inception. That's not a hatfasa. That hatfasa is not going to work, and for a very simple reason. Meaning, ki yidur neder la Hashem, right? That's the source of discussion of hatfasa. Hatfasa means that when I say this is like this, well, in other words, what I'm comparing it to had to have the same quality, where once it was mutter, now it becomes aser. So whenever I do a hatfasa, it has to be bedavar hanadur, not bedavar aser. So the Gemara says, okay, now let's talk about bechor. What is bechor? Is bechor davar hanadur or davar aser? It's a great question. But presumably the answer is, it's a davar ha'asur. Yeah. Because what happens? The animal's born. The moment it comes into this world, it comes as a bechor. You don't have an option to be makdish it. You're not makdish the bechor. Okay, so the one who says that it's mutter, you know why it's mutter? Because you did the hatfasa wrong. Hatfasa was done incorrectly. You did hatfasa, which something which is not a davar another, but rather a davar ha'asur. Okay, good.
So make a declaration, though.
Hold that thought. Okay, you are so on the right track. You're just a couple stations ahead. You're good. So achi adaba davar nadu lafuka bechor de davar aserhu. So manda aser. So the one who says that no, it's a proper hatfasa. So what he'll tell you is I'm a kara la Hashem la rabbas davar aser. So the pasuk says ki yidur neder la Hashem. And that La Hashem is extraneous, and it's to be understood, is that it's inclusive. It's coming to incorporate more items. What more items are we incorporating? So, a Davar Aser. Now, the Davar Aser does not mean Davar Aser in general. In other words, because we're not going to violate the most basic rule, that Hatfasa has to be done with a Davar Nadar, not Davar Aser. Over here, the Ribu is coming to include something which is on the edge. Okay, we're still in the strike zone of Davar Nadar, but now we're going a little bit on the edge. Okay, for those who like the baseball reference, you don't have to like it. So mandishare la shemayavidle. So the Gemara says, okay. So back and forth now. So bechor, can it create a hatfasa? Yes or no? We have a machlokas tanaim. We now have a Hezber of the Machlokas Tanaim. It's based on the drushas. Kiidur Nadur tells me it has to be davar, a Nadur, not a Davar Asur, excluding Bechor. The one who includes Bechor, because Bechor is not a Davar Nadur, it's a Davar Asur. Good. The one who includes it, La Hashem. La Hashem is a ribui. What is it coming to be? Marbe, Bechor. Okay. The Gemara says, can we understand that even a little bit better? So Manda Shari La Hashem Ayavid Le. So if you are in the camp of, it should be Mutter, so what do you do with the extra La Hashem? So Mibai Le, Lamasis Bechatas Vashem. So it comes to tell me that let's say a hadfasa is done with chatas and asham. So if I do hadfasa with chatas and asham, so that's going to be a good hadfasa. Now, if you think about it, and it makes perfect sense. Chatas and asham, so what is the model of chatas and asham? It was an animal that didn't have kedusha, and then you imbued it with kedusha of either a carbon chatas or a carbon asham. So, and La Hashem is coming to tell me that even under those circumstances, it would serve as a good comp to create a neder. Now, why do I need a ribui for chatos and asham? Answer is actually pretty simple. Because chatos and asham is not a classic neder. You don't voluntarily bring a carbon chatos or a carbon asham. So when do you need it? You need it. When do you bring it? I gave away the answer. When do you bring it? You bring it as needed. Meaning, if you, let's say, violate an iser b'shogeg, so either your general iser ikares or specific averes that require a carbon asham. So then under those circumstances, you have to bring a carbon chatzos and you have to bring a carbon asham. So it's not a neder classic. It's not a voluntary carbon. So therefore, you could have entertained the idea that since it's not a classic carbon in the sense that it's voluntary, so maybe it doesn't comply with the rules of hadfasa. Hadfasa has to be a davar nador, i.e. something voluntary. So I need the La Hashem coming to tell me that even a chatzos and asham, even though it's not a voluntary carbon, but still, it went through the transformation of being something which was mutter to something now which is aser via neder. Okay? So therefore, it's going to qualify. Good. So the Gemara says, okay, so you see what you just did? So you included chatzos and asham, you didn't include bechor. So the Gemara says, why? So mar ba ani chatzos v'ashem shu matfis beneder umotzi ani sebechor shu kadosh mi meimo. So the Gemara says, okay, this is an obvious, at this point in the Gemara right now, this is a pretty obvious point, but the Gemara still spells it out. And that is, can you clarify the difference between chatzos and asham versus bechor? It's actually really simple. Chatzos and asham, you have to be makdish the animal. So therefore, it has the status of a davar hanador. With your declaration, it went from being chulin to now being a carbon. On the other hand, Bechor, even without your declaration, it's the firstborn that comes out of its mother, mazel tov, it's a Bechor. Without your declaration, it is now already a Bechor. So therefore, it doesn't qualify as a davar nador, and if I'm trying to do a hatfasa with a Bechor, it simply doesn't work because it's not a davar nador. Okay, so that is all Aliba Daman de Mandishari. So now what we have is a really an excellent clarification of the Gemara that if you try to do Hadfasa with Bechor, it doesn't work. Why? Because it's not a Davar HaNador. We have a Ribui in the Torah, La Hashem. Yeah, sure, you have a Ribui. That Ribui is coming to include Chatos and Hashem and not Bechor. The difference we just articulated. So far, so good. Now the Gemara says, Manda Asar, so now let's go in the other direction. So Bechor Nami Matfis Benedahu Mishom Rebbe. Amru, and the Gemara says, now, let's say you're on the Manda Asur side. So the Manda Asur side would tell you that doing Hadfasa with Bechor is totally successful. It works. Why? Because we go back to what Danny suggested just moments earlier. Because even though Bechor comes out with Kedusha, you invest it with Kedusha. Now, this obviously is a catch-22. It's a little bit difficult to understand. Comes out with Kedusha and you have to be Makdish it? Sure. And by the way, we have many models of this idea. That something having Kedusha and you still have to be Makdish it. Classic example, of course, is Shabbos. So Shabbos comes whether you want it or you don't want it. And obviously Shabbos comes with a Kedusha. And meanwhile, what do we have a mitzvah to do? We have a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shabbos. You're being Mekadesh Shabbos, meanwhile it has Kedusha? Correct. Welcome. Meaning that Shabbos. So, okay, is it easy to explain? Not so easy to explain. But nevertheless, we have such a model. So by the Bechor, same thing. In other words, yes, it comes out with Kedusha and I have to be Makdish it. So the Gemara says, So, okay. Hold. We're gonna get to the ribui. So the Kedetanya Mishum Rabbi Amru Minayin Lenola Bechor Besoch Beso Shemitzol Akdisho Shenemar Zachar Takdish. Okay, so you have to be Makdish. Uman Deshare. So Kilo Makdish Le Milo Mikdish. Now, so the one who says that it's not a good Hatfasa, so he'll just simply come back at you and he'll say the following. Okay, let's say for a moment you elect not to be Makdish the Bechor. Now what? The Bechor doesn't have Kedusha? Of course the Bechor still has Kedusha. Meaning, again, by virtue of the fact that it's the firstborn to its mother, it's a Bechor. It's going to have Kedusha. So I understand Rebbe's idea. It's a lovely idea, right? And it speaks to the idea that we have to invest it with Kedusha, but even without our investment. Bottom line, is it have Kedusha? Yes. Does Shabbos have Kedusha even if I don't make Kiddush? Yes. Again, so... For Rebbe, it's going to be a tension. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to successfully explain. For Rebbe, what are you doing with your Hekdesh when you're being Makdashit? Don't know. Not totally sure. But still, according to Rebbe, you have to be Makdashit. Okay. That kind of takes us to the end of the Gemara's discussion. So where does that leave us? I'll tell you exactly where it leaves us. It leaves us now at the point where yesterday's discussion going into today's Gemara is unresolved, right? The matter is left unresolved. So, I try to do a hatfasa with something that was a karban, but now is mutter, right? The classic example that we started off yesterday's discussion with is shlamim, the meat of a karban shlamim after zrikas adam, where, yes, in other words, it was a karban, but now with zrikas adam, it becomes mutter. And I do a hatfasa to the basar of shlamim post zrikas adam. So is that a hatfasa, yes or no? That was the question. We entertained it. We entertained it some more. And where do we leave ourselves off with? With no resolution. Ula inyan halacha. Take a look at the Ran, four lines down. An yud gimel amud aleph. Ula inyan halacha kasav ramban zal b'yichusav. Dinehi debayin hachalo yifshita. So correct, meaning well, our conclusion is absolutely correct. The Gemara ended off with no conclusion. So I b'ikar kamatfis, I b'ayhi, I b'heter kamatfis. And the question really boils down to what am I doing the comp to what it originally was or to what it currently is. So nakina de beheter kamatfis mi de maskin beperk mishama rein nazer vishma chamer vamar ani de besefa matfis velo bekama ben lekula ben lechomer de hamishum de amina de besefa matfis kitani asam hoter haim sai hemenu lamala asar hemenu lamata mutter. Okay, he's referencing a Gemara that we're going to be seeing later on in the Masechta. I'm not going to go through the Gemara right now, but basically the Ramban says is that generally speaking, what you're doing is current. Current. Meaning whatever its current is, I'm comping to its current status. And so that's it. That's what lands. Okay. And again, I'll ask the question that we already asked earlier this morning. So if I'm comping it to its current status, so what am I trying to accomplish? Right, you see this bread over here, which is mutter to me. I want it to be like the meat of the Basar Shlamim in Pozrika's Dam. Okay, good. That Mazel Tov. And the conclusion of the Ramban is that even though the Gemara hasn't concluded, but the conclusion is, okay, good. So it's going to be, you're comparing it to its current status, which means it's mutter. Okay, fine. And so what did you do now with your big statement? Meaning, and what were you trying to say with your Atfasa? Okay. So it's unclear. Meaning, we took a long way to get to the point of saying it's mutter, which is where it was currently. Okay. Anyway, so that's the Ramban's conclusion. The Ran quotes it. The Ran doesn't argue. Good. All right. We're going to continue. So in the Gemara, we find ourselves now on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, a little bit ways down from the top of the Amud, more than that, about a third of the way down. Okay. The two dots. Ki Imra, ki Dirin. So, like Imra, like Dirin. So, I'm going to remind all of us, myself included, this Chafa Dimyon. Right? You go back to the Mishnah. Right? Remember the Mishnah? This takes us back to Yud Amud Beis. So, Ha'omer, Lachulim, Sholacha, Lo Kashav, Lo Dachi, Tar Vitame. No, I don't want that. Next series of cases in the Mishnah. So, on Yud Amud Beis, right? Second half of the Mishnah. Ki Imra, ki Dirin. Ki eitzim ki ishim. So you see that chaf over there, the chaf adimyon? So I want it to be like sheep. Okay, not just any sheep, but specifically sheep of a carbon. So over there, I have to put in a chaf. Why do I have to put in a chaf? So take a look at the Ran in Yud Alfamud Aleph. We did this Ran together, but again, this is good chazara. And right now is a great time to chazer it, because the Ran references it. So, v'chol hecha shemazker shem shu mara iser. Okay. In the Ran on Yud Alpha Medalf, if you'd like to follow together with me, I'm just highlighting the key point of the Ran over there. It's right before the line, start getting wide again. That's two lines before there. V'chol hecha shemazker shem shu mara iser v'shach b'kachim k'gon tamei pigol nosar uv'handi lo shaycha Lama Pesucha B'tchilasam Ve'adadar Abi Yamar Luhu B'lamed Ika Lememar Delatera Kamachavein Uvahaninami Afagav Delamar Behu Chafa Demyon Mitzray Afilu Rav Yehuda. Okay. When you talk about things that are objectively usar, like Nosar, like Pigle, and Nosar and Pigle are carbon related items, so there, do you need a Chaf? No, you don't need a Chaf. Meaning the Ran argues, and again, it's because the Mishnah didn't have the word chafin, didn't have the letter chaf in front of it. The Ran argues that no requirement for a chaf to go in front of it, objectively, since it's aser, and it's carbon related, so therefore it's understood that you're making a tfasa. The Afila Rav Yehuda da Bigmar Mukmila Masisink Rav Yehuda Kula Vafila Hachi Bahani Aser Below Chaf. Shekevin Sheshmo Mara Aser Below Chaf Nami Mitzvah L'Chuliyama. Again, when you say pigle, by definition, it's something which is prohibited. Same with Nosar. So therefore, when I'm saying that this is like pigle, the chaf is not necessary because it's understood. However, ve'afagav dematzinan lamemer dechiamar tamei atchuma kamechav v'deshach b'nami tuma v'tara dechuma nami havile davar asur. No, I don't want that part of the Ran. V'hadur tni, I'm skipping a couple lines. Ki imra, ki dirim, ki etzim, dani kulo ein shma mora al iser. So let's say, for example, I say ki imra, like a sheep. So when you say like a sheep, so now what are you talking about? Here, sheep by itself doesn't generate the idea of iser. Sheep can go in many different directions. There, by definition, it has to have a chaf. The Ran says, "Umishum hachi amar Rabbi Yehuda debail delamirmu bechaf di lo mashma damar aser without a chaf." You don't know that you're creating an iser. So when something is a little bit more ambiguous in nature, like sheep, for example, so you have to say ki imra with that chaf now, everything falls into place. Oh, now I'm doing a hatfasa, now I'm making a comp, and the comp is comparing it to an animal, but not just any animal, but a carbon. Okay, so forth and so on. Good. So it's a basic yesod over here in the Ran in terms of understanding the Mishnah. When do I need a chaf? When I'm talking about something like sheep or like a pen. Or like wood, which is not necessarily carbon related. It could be associated with a carbon. Once I throw the chaf in there, the association is going to a carbon. Masha'enkin, when I'm talking about pigle nosar, no need for a chaf. So far, so good. Okay, that was good chazara. Now let's go back to our Gemara. So, the our Gemara, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Imra, Li'imra, Ki'imra, Dirim, Lidirim, Kadirim, Eitzim, Laitzim, Ke'eitzim, Ishim la ishim ki ishim, mizbech la mizbech ha mizbech, heichal la heichal ke heichal, Yerushalayim, li Yerushalayim ki Yerushalayim, kulan ochel lach aser. So in all these cases where I say that together with the phrase and she'ochel lach, in other words, that which I'm going to eat from you, so then aser, then it creates an iser. However, lo ochel lach, but if I say I'm not going to eat from you, so then mutter, so then you have not created a neder. So the Gemara says, man shamin le delo shan le imra, li imra ki imra. So now, who's of the position that you don't, there does not need to be a chaf over there? So that is Rabbi Meir. That's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir does not require a chaf. How do I know that? Okay, so, go back to our Mishnah. Again, everything goes back to our Mishnah. So go back to our Mishnah. So you'll notice at the end of the Mishnah, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that if you say Yerushalayim without the chaf, you said nothing. Meaning, everything that I just previewed, my introduction that the chaf is necessary and it creates the comp, so that is all as per the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Because you look at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda makes this point really clear. And you remember the Gemara that we did 2 days ago? The Gemara says that kula Rabbi Yehuda. Really, the whole Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So, all we're doing now is we're making a diuk. If the whole Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, so that means that there's another Tana who argues with Rabbi Yehuda. Generally speaking, the Bar Pluk of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meir. And so here's our assumption right now. That this idea that the Chaf is necessary and without the chaf, you have not made a hatfasa. That's a Rabbi Yehuda concept. Ah. And if that's a Rabbi Yehuda concept, so now Rabbi Meir says, the chaf is not necessary. Hatfasa can be done without a chaf. Okay, good. So that's a machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So now I just quoted a braisa on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that the chaf is not necessary. So good. So you got to take all the information we just outlined, put it all together, and now the conclusion is actually pretty straightforward. Our mission is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The braisa we just quoted is going like Rabbi Meir. Good. So the Ema Sefer, the Gemara says, okay, but a little bit I'm bothered because at the end of the braisa, what does it say at the end of the braisa? V'chulan, lo ochalach mutar. So in the end of the braisa, it says that if I throw in the clause after saying sheep, like sheep, so forth and so on, and I say that I don't eat from you, so then mutar v'atanan lekarbon lo ochalach Rabbi Meir oser. And now, meanwhile, in the upcoming Mishnah, what are we going to learn together? Likarbon lo ochalach, Rabbi Meir's position is you created Isser. The Amar Rabbi Abba, Nasikom, or Likarbon Yehei, Ulufichach lo ochalach. What's pshat in the sentence that you made, the nether that you made, is that Likarbon Yehei, it is a carbon, meaning any food of yours, to me, will be like a carbon. And therefore, I will not be eating it. Okay, so far so good. The chaf is not necessary in the braisa we just quoted, which means it's a Rebbe Meir braisa. But meanwhile, I also know that Rebbe Meir is of the position that when you make a sentence of lekarbon lo ochalach, it is to be interpreted as any of your food is like a carbon to me and therefore should be usher. And meanwhile, the braisa, look at the end of the braisa, right? Right, you say any of the above coupled with lo ochalach, it's going to be mutter. Okay, so now we have a stira between the braisa, which we know we assume is a Rebbe Meir braisa, and the upcoming Mishnah, which seems to say exactly the opposite. Lo kasha, ha da amar lo li'imra, ha da amar li'imra. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, a really technical distinction to be made. Look, in the Darim, we're going to make these technical distinctions. Whether you say lo li'imra, it shouldn't be like the sheep, meaning it shouldn't be like carbon, but rather it should be like chulin. As opposed to what you say, le'imra, it should be like the sheep. Okay, so that's the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Okay, Adkan. Ha'omer, we're on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Ha'omer karbon ola mincha chatas toda shlamim, shani ochalach, aser. And any of the above sentences where I say that, that which you are serving to me should be like an ola or mincha or toda or shlamim. And that all is going to be to me, your food, i.e., I'm not interested in eating your food. Your food should be aser to me. So you've now successfully made a neder. So that is that is the shita of the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yehuda matir. And Rabbi Yehuda says that no, the neder is not going to be chal for reasons which we're going to articulate. Ha carbon ki carbon carbon shochalach aser. So li carbon lo ochalach Rabbi Meir oser. So fine. So if I say the ha carbon or kick carbon or just simply carbon, so then in other words that which I eat from you, so according to Rav Yehuda, you've created an eder. And then finally the end of the Mishnah, which we've already heard a couple of times in the last couple of days, is when the sentence comes out lick carbon lo ochalach according to Rav Meir, that creates an eder. Okay, now in the Mishnah, what did we learn? Carbon, not carbon, kick carbon. Ochalach aser stanatanika Rabbi Meir. So meaning our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, delo shanile, bein imra, li imra. So the Gemara says, where according to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't matter with the prefix, without the prefix. Okay. Meaning, again, the point that we just made. Is the prefix necessary, yes or no? So Rabbi Yehuda of the previous Mishnah said, absolutely necessary. The Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda, which we assume is Rabbi Meir, says, not necessary. Good. So, e Rabbi Meir hadiktani karban shocholach aser v'atanya modim chacham l'Rav Yehuda ve'omer ha'karban v'ha olav amincha v'achat shocholach muter shelo nadoze ela b'chaye karban. So the Gemara says, however, we also have another statement, which is that if I say ha'karban ha'olah ha'mincha, that which I eat from you, so it's going to be muter, meaning you have not made a neder. Why? So what you've basically done is you made a shvuah. Meaning you say b'chaye carbon, in the life of the carbon, right? In other words, you're not making a formal neder, you're basically making a shvuah. But you're not making the shvuah correctly. You're not making it properly. And therefore, it has no chalos. It has no effect. So, what we have over here seemingly is a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. We're on the top of the Amud Beis. Hadamar ha-karbon, hadamar ha-karbon. So my time ha-chaye karbon kamar. So the Gemara says it depends. When you say ha-karbon as one word, so then you create a neder. You put a prefix in. Our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. Prefixes are not significant. On the other hand, the Braisa that we quoted, that you're saying it bechaye karbon, that's when I say it as two separate words. Ha-karbon. Okay. A linguistic distinction, I'm not sure if I fully understand it, doesn't matter. A linguistic distinction to be made. Kitani, we learned in a braisa, le karbon lo ochalach, Rabbi Meir oser. So in the Mishnah, le karbon lo ochalach, so Rabbi Meir says it's oser, v'alesle le Rabbi Meir mechal lavatoshomehain. So here now, I think either the third or fourth time we're hearing this, but that's good. In other words, it's called chazara. So now we're hearing again, that the last line of the Mishnah, when I say lik karbon lo ochalach, that which is a karbon I'm not eating from you, which you can imply from there, meaning that what I am eating for you is going to be a karbon. Okay, but in other words, but that's implication, and implication is only going according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, not by the Shita Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir does not inflect and does not learn out the negative from the positive. So I'm a Rabbi Abba. So here we go. Rabbi Abba teaches us. So nasikomer la karban yehei lefichach lo ochalach. Okay. So when I say la karban, it means that it should be like a karban, not la karban. It's not a karban, but rather it is a karban, la karban tehei, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. Okay. Good. That's how you understand Rabbi Meir. Haomer lechavero. Okay. One more Mishnah, one more Gemara, and with this we're going to be finishing today the first parak of the Masechta. I'm making a neder, but I'm making it by saying that my mouth is going to be usher to you. Well, I just gave away the answer. I'm so good. Uri Menu, the Gemara says, now, what it sounds like over here is that I'm making a neder, and I'm making a neder on my speech. Okay, so Uri Menu, the Gemara is bothered because of the Mishnah we're going to be learning later in the Masechta. So if you go back to the first day that I offered the daf over here in Adarim, so I highlighted some of this Mishnah, and that is that there's something called a Neder and there's something called a Shvuah. They're not the same. They're very similar to one another, but they're not the same. Neder, object. Shvuah, action. Okay? That's as simply as I said on day one, I'm saying it right now the same way. And that is, a neder is going in an object, right? I want this loaf of bread to be usser. Okay, I can either make this loaf of bread usser to me, I can make my loaf of bread usser to you, but in other words, it's going on objects. Nedarim are going on objects. And then what's a shvuah? Actions, right? I'm not going to your house. It's on an action. So the, so chomer b'shvuos, menedarim, menedarim b'shvuos, chomer menedarim, shay nedarim, chalam ha-mitzvah, kibirishus, ma she'in kem b'shvuos. Okay, so basic distinctions to be made, meaning nafkaminas between nedarim and shvuah. So just let's highlight what we just learned together. Let's say I want to make a neder on a mitzvah. I'm not going into that sukkah. Okay, can you make that a neder? 100%. What do you mean? In other words, there's a mitzvah to go sit in the sukkah. No, I'm not right. I'm not saying that I'm banning the mitzvah of sukkah. I love sukkahs. It's just your sukkah. You're right? 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 It's that sukkah over there. That sukkah is going to be aser to me. So in other words, the sukkah is a dvar mitzvah? Yes, it is. So obviously what I can't do is I can't ban myself from going and sitting in sukkahs in total, because that's a mitzvah. I can't do it via shvua, but I could do that via neder, for sure. The example I gave on day one, right? If I make a neder on a particular pair of tefillin, you could do that. Why you would do that? I don't know. It's an oddity. Doesn't matter. In other words, but it can take effect. Okay, good. So the difference between a neder and a shvuah, so number one, neder can go in a mitzvah, shvuah, of course, cannot go in a shvuah. Good. And also, another nafkamina would be the following, something that is shein bo mamish. In other words, something that is not substantial, something which is not concrete. Sleep. Can I make a neder that I'm not going to sleep? No, of course not. In other words, sleep is not something which is concrete. Okay? It's an action. So a neder won't work. Can I make a shvuah like that? Sure. Absolutely. Okay. So basic differences between neder and shvuah. So over here, now with that basic difference in mind, so, right, Ben gave it away, I gave it away, so the two Bens gave it away. But anyway, but how did you understand our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that via neder, I'm not speaking to you. You just confused what is a neder versus what is a shvuah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Bar Amar Yaser Pili Diburi, and Yadai Lamaseim, Ragli Lehilucham. So the Gemara says, okay, so here's how you understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here is that my neder is not going on speech, my neder is going on my mouth, and what my mouth produces. Okay, sometimes my mouth produces good, sometimes not, but whatever. But the neder is going on my mouth, the neder is going on my hands, the neder is going on my feet. Okay, fine, and it's production. But that's viable. That you can absolutely do. The Gemara says, Dekanami Dekani, and when you read the Mishnah carefully, exactly what the Mishnah says, Pi Medaber Imach, Velo Ketani, Sha'ani Medaber Imach. Okay, meaning once you see that, it's hard to unsee that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah really speaks to this idea. It says, Pi Medaber Imach, my mouth which speaks to you. Okay, good. So it's going on something which is concrete and tangible. That works, Hajan Lach Kol Kinuye, and that is the end of the first parak. Tomorrow, Mirza Shem, we start with the second parak. Let's quickly recap. Let's review. Okay, today we opened up with a very simple question, and that is, can we come to a conclusion from yesterday's daf? I make a neder using a comp, using a hatfasa, on something that's currently mutter, but historically was usser. Like the basar shlamim after Zrikas Adam. And I make a comp using that to compare it to a loaf of bread. And does it work, yes or no? Again, the Gemara litigated it one more time in today's daf, left it unresolved. The Ran, quoting the Ramban, says, the halacha is that such a hatfasa works on the current, since it currently is mutter, so therefore the bread is currently mutter. Good. That was number one. Number two is, do I need a prefix when I'm comparing something to a, let's say, for example, sheep, right? Imra. So do I have to add the chaf? So the Mishnah back on Yod said, 100% you have to add the chaf. What we learned in today's daf, it's the machlokas tanaim. Not everyone agrees. The Mishnah on daf Yod says you have to add the chaf. That's a Rav Yehuda concept that you have to add the chaf. Rav Meir says it's not important. It's not necessary to add the chaf. And what we did in today's daf is just simply point out, machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, on the Amud Aleph we quoted a braisa, that kind of is going like Rabbi Meir, with one notable hang-up, but the Gemara cleaned up the hang-up, if you will. And if I compare something to Chatas Toda Shlamim, so I end with the words Sha'ani Ochalach. So according to the Tanakhama, it's going to be Aser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda would say under those circumstances that you have to add the Chaf, since you didn't add the Chaf. So therefore, it simply doesn't work. Meaning, what we said previously, hammered by the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Good. Okay. And then finally, the last thing that we discussed on the Amud Beis is the last Mishnah, is that I say the word P. My mouth is going to be usher to you. But I'm saying it via neder. So does that work via neder? The answer is, as long as the focus is on the object, meaning the mouth, or the hands, or the feet. So then it can work via neder. But if I'm talking about the action, the speech, so then no. It can't work via neder. The only way it could work is only via shvuah. Okay.
He can't listen to your words?
In other words, right. We're not, right. The neder is I'm not talking to you. In other words, then, and if I talk to you, I'm going to be in violation of my neder. Okay.